Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday, August 21st, 2026. 15 minutes past the hour, joined in studio by Matt Morgan. Matt, how you doing?
Pretty well.
Phone lines are open. Should let everybody know we've got Alexander Graham Bell's telephone out here. So if it rings, it will sound very loud. It will sound like the 1990s if it rings, if you call in. And we're always open to the calls here, 740-383-9944. We had calls wall-to-wall last hour, took it right up to the top of the hour, so feel free to call in. Now, tonight we've got programming on this station, 8:15 to 10 p.m., and then you're on 10 to 11. What's on the show tonight?
Tonight I'm going to be talking about the veto on the flock camera legislation. I'm going to be talking about, there's another story with flock I wanted to talk about as well. There's, you know, just national politics and potentially some state stuff.
Now, last hour, we got into the conversation about the gubernatorial race going on in Ohio. And there's a brand new ad out, big time catch your attention ad. A lot of people got a lot to say about it. It's the Vivek Ramaswamy barber ad, correct?
Yes.
All right. Now, we're going to let you hear it here. Hopefully you can hear this okay. This is the ad as it is playing on television right now.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair, you know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better, and he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
There it is. The DJ, the barber, Vivek ad. Now, that's solid gold. And it may put you over on the Vivek Ramaswamy side, right?
No.
No, it could.
I did
this
say...
This man is very persuasive.
I did say that on the break, but no, there's no chance I vote for Vivek.
But listen, what I don't like is that people, you know people, can't trust them, people, again, suspicious, just like the flock cameras, suspicion, 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 this can't be a real barber. This man's never cut Vivek's hair. It's an actor, da-da-da, you know, blah, 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 blah. I think that's inappropriate.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it's a barber. I mean, I'm sure he at least cut Vivek's hair when he was a kid.
Well, here's the thing. I think of us like the AP around here. Because somebody in this community has got to what?
Well,
find things out. Get to the bottom of it. So, we have got Alexander Graham Bell's telephone out here, and we're going to find out if DJ the Barber is a real, live human being. Are you ready for this?
I think so.
This is going to be a magnificent radio moment. Now, understand that. Is it not? This is radio gold here. Get ready. But it could be a horrible disaster, too, because I don't know anything about this man. Or his, you know, he might have a bad temperament. This could always have... There's always the possibility of things going badly. Understand that before we go in. I feel like I'm one of those people on a flight. I'm letting you know we're about to go up in the air. But if things get shaky, the masks will drop. You know, you'll have a floating device to put around your head because things could get dangerous here. Get ready.
You gotta put it over your head before the babies.
Yeah. All right. Here we are. Okay. We're calling DJ's barber. This is Vivek Ramaswamy's barber, a new celebrity here in Ohio. Are you ready for this?
I'm excited.
Okay, get ready. This doesn't happen every day.
Certainly not on this show. We get out this telephone from the 1830s. This is how they used to have to do it. You gotta find the number. Like the numbers have changed. Oh god, I hope I didn't misdial.
Alright, get ready. Calling DJ's Barbershop. Yes, can I speak with DJ?
Speaking.
Hey, DJ, it's Scott Spears with WGH Radio here in Ohio. How are you?
Oh, well, great.
Hey, I gotta tell you, I saw your ad for Vivek Ramaswamy. I think it's great. Have you had any response from that?
My phone is off the hook. I've been threatened, everything else.
Oh, that's horrible.
But I don't care. I'm standing for what I believe.
Well, no, I think your ad is great. I think it's very appealing, but people have been calling and threatening you?
Yeah, I've had 2 threats.
Oh, that's
one guy said he was going to shoot me. I said, that's okay.
Jeez.
I said, you better make it good the first time.
Oh, man. DJ, how long have you known Vivek?
25 years.
25 years.
From 5 years old to he went to Xavier High School, and when he went to Harvard, he was so smart that he was smarter than anybody in Harvard.
Now, does he still come by?
Yeah, absolutely. His children, his grandchildren, I know his mom and dad. I cut him and his brother for 25 years.
Wow. Now, do you still cut Vivek's hair?
Yeah, oh yeah, when he's in town.
Oh, how great. So how is business down there?
The business is good. I've been here 50 years.
Wow. Now, I would bet that since this ad started to run, are a lot of people coming in to get haircuts?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I've seen different people about my ad and everything like that. You know, they say one thing about Vic, you know, because he's rich. You know, people call me and they call me names and they call him names. And I told him, I says, you know what, buddy? I says, you know, money does not make a man. What makes a man is the soul inside a man to have compassion for people who treat people right.
That's true. I agree with you, DJ, and I just wanted to call and tell you, again, from the radio station here in Marion, Ohio, I think that your ad is fantastic, truly. I like it. I think you were the perfect person. How did it come about that you would do that ad?
Well, he called me up, and he said he wanted me to be a part of his campaign. And he said, you care if I run a commercial or so? I says, no. So he brought everybody down here, the news, photographers, everybody, his whole staff. They spent 7.5 hours here, and they did a great job.
Now, obviously, you're going to vote for Vivek. How do you feel about Amy Acton? Have any opinions on her?
Well, I do. And you know, I don't know this woman, but I know this. She put me out of business for 2.5 months. I lost thousands of dollars. She quit in the middle of COVID. She stopped people from seeing their loved ones. Some of them died. And I don't want anybody in governor like this. I want somebody, and like I told Vic, there's only one thing here, and that's the people. There's nothing else. I don't like politicians. It's the people. If you don't have the people, you don't have nothing.
That's absolutely true. What is it like being a barber for 50 years? I mean, that's what keeps you going?
Well, I've been a barber for 69 years.
Whoa.
I've been here at this location for 50 years. I love what I do.
And business is good.
I try to make everybody that comes through my doors, I try to make them a piece of my life.
That's terrific. And do you think Vivek's going to win this thing coming up here in a couple months?
If it's up to me, he's going to win it. Because I wish I could talk to the people of Ohio. I wish I had some way of sitting down with somebody that had some sense, a person like yourself or whatever, so I could speak to the people of Ohio, strictly of Ohio.
Yes.
And tell them about this man and what he's about.
The reason I called today, DJ, is because I truly love your ad. I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. As a matter of fact, I have heard Democrats who probably will not be voting for Vivek say that your ad catches their eye. So, You know, I think that's a tremendous compliment to you. And I was hoping that during the election, that if you have anything you'd like to say, you could call the show here and say it on the air. Or if we had a question, because I think, you know, you're like Joe Ohio, that could I call you up through the election and get your opinions as things go along?
Yes, you can.
Well, good. I appreciate that, DJ. And is there anything you want to say to the Ohioans who might be listening today?
Well, what I want to say is, if you don't know a man, how can you condemn that man? How can you say things about that man? I spent 25 years of my life with this man. I know him inside out. And I wish that I could get on a radio station somewhere or have an interview so I could tell these people about him.
Well, DJ, you've been on a little bit today, but you're going to be on a lot more because we're going to call on you, if you don't mind.
I don't mind. I would love it. I just want to do businesses with people that got some sense. You know, that believes in this country and loves it like I do.
Yeah. Hey, DJ, do you travel much these days? Do you get around the state of Ohio?
Well, you know, right now, you know, Vic's been picking me up. He's been so courteous and so great to me. I had a knee replacement, a complete knee replacement, and I'm a little bit shaky right now, but I can walk, you know, and everything like that. But if you ever want to come down to my barbershop, you know, you're more than welcome to do so.
Oh, I would love to do that. And I would love, and you're still doing the haircuts. I'd love to get a haircut from you.
Well, that's great. I sure appreciate that, sir. You seem like a really nice man.
Well, you're a delight, DJ, and like I said, I believe your ad is the most impressive and effective of this season. Hey, so Vivek is taking you to rallies that are going on?
Oh, yeah. He comes and gets me and everything.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he won't let anybody hardly near me. I mean, he puts me right up front. I mean, he's right on me all the time.
Oh, fantastic. So do you say anything at these rallies?
Oh, yeah. I spoke 15 minutes last night.
Oh, what'd you say? Give us a little preview of what you said.
Well, I started out and I told him all about Vic, how that, you know, like I told you, you know, he's a self-made man. He never asked for anybody. He come from a middle-class family like me. You know, he worked very hard to get where he was at. And then I stress the matter that, you know, whoever you vote for or whatever, there's only one thing. I said, I don't like the politicians because they lie and they don't tell the truth. And I stressed it, you know, that you know, it's the people. It's the people to make the people's lives better for them so they can raise their families and their children and their grandchildren. And you work hard to stress this.
Now, how do you feel about President Trump right now, DJ?
Well, I don't think any man is perfect, but I love the man. I love the man because he loves America. He loves the people. He's true. He does the best he got, but he's got everybody against him. They tried to take him down, lying and doing everything, but he fought them. And I'm very proud to say that he's my president.
Well, and I have to say this. I think the fact that Vivek has used you in this ad and is taking you around, I think is a very smart move because I think you're the exact right person for this job. What is something we don't... You've known Vivek a long time. What is something we don't know about him we'd be surprised to know?
Let me see. Well, you know what? I would have to say he's genuine.
A genuine guy.
He's true.
True.
He's just a true person. And he's a vet. I can talk to him like I'd sit down and talk to one of my customers. He's a people, he'll be a people government. He wants to hear from the people.
Huh. That's
He's a genuine guy. He's a guy you could sit down and talk to. You could sit down and talk to him in your radio station just like I could sit down and talk to him in a barbershop. He listens.
Well, that's good, because I think we need to know these things. I think when we go into the voter booth in November, we need to know these things about these candidates, what they're like in person, and I think you've given us a very unique peek into Vivek Ramaswamy.
I told Vic, I said, we talked about debate, and I told Vic, you know, when I spoke once before this, I said, this woman will not debate you, debate, because she has nothing to debate you on. She said she's been miserable. I mean, she's hurt people, stopped people from getting to see their loved ones, shutting down schools, bankrupting businesses. That's not a governor for the people. That's somebody that's greed for themselves.
So you think there'll be no debate?
There'll be no debate, no, because he would blow her off the water. She's not even coming out of the basement. She won't come out. She won't do any interviews or anything.
Well, that is interesting. Now, would you ever think about running for office, DJ?
I've thought about it. You know, but I guess you know what I mean. I'm too honest, because I just say the way it is. But I say the truth. What I say is the truth, absolutely the truth, and nothing less. And I tell exactly what God. If you're garbage, I'm going to tell you garbage, because I got nothing to lose. You know, I'm not a millionaire or anything like that. You can't come at me. You know what I mean? I tell you the truth.
Well, I tell you, you're a celebrity now. You might be able to be elected here in Ohio, DJ.
Well, that's possible. And people have asked me about that. And I said, well, you know, I'll give it some thought. But, you know, I just want good things for good people. But people do have good things and raise their families and enjoy their children and their grandchildren. That's all I want.
Well, and we can hear it in your voice, the passion that you have about this, and I think that's a very good thing.
Yeah, I have a great passion for that. You know, like I told you, everybody that's come through my doors is a part of my life. Well, I made it that way.
Yeah. Well, DJ, I wanted to ask you one thing, because a lot of people who've seen this seem to think that, you're an actor, or this isn't real, you really didn't cut his hair. What do you say to those people?
Well, my father taught me one thing, and that's to tell the truth. And I don't lie about anything. I cut the man's hair for 25 years, and I can prove it. His mom and dad. His mom brought him in when he was 5 years old. They want to know? Ask her. I got nothing to hide. She brought him in year after year after year. I watched the man grow from a boy to a teenager to a young man to go into Xavier and then go into Harvard.
Well, I'm glad we've done this. And as I said, DJ, we're going to call on you. I've got your number here. Do you have our number there in your phone when we called?
Yeah, I guess I do. But anytime you want to have an interview or anything you want something from me, you're more than welcome in my place and to call me.
Well, I've got your number here, DJ, and we'll be calling as you to get your opinion on things as the election goes along. It's been a delight.
And I appreciate you giving me a chance, and I appreciate you the things you've said, and may God bless you.
Well, God bless you, too, and if you ever have anything to say, DJ, you just dial our number.
I'll do that.
Thank you, my friend. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Now, right there, you want to talk about an exclusive, DJ the Barber, right here on WGH Talk. What a wonderful man he was.
Well, I think that he certainly believes everything he says. I mean, the man tears up.
Now, listen, I got something to say. Why are people threatening this man's life? Now, that is ridiculous.
I don't know. People like to threaten people's lives.
I mean, get a life. I mean, why? That was really upsetting to me right off the jump there, that people are threatening this man's life. I don't care who you like or who you don't like. It's politics. You don't call and threaten a barber's life.
Yeah, I think threatening people's life is a bit overboard. I mean, I don't, you know. It's just like the, I don't know. The world's going crazy, I think.
Let's hear that ad one more time.
Cut a guy's hair for as long as I cut Vivek's hair. You know a person. And I would trust him 120%. And he's for the working man. The people of Ohio are disgusted with what's going on. Electric bills are so high, people can't afford them. These are things that people talk about. Vivek wants to make things better, and he will fix it. I believe in that. He loves Ohio, and it's his home.
Vivek Ramaswamy for governor.
There you are. And we just had the man himself on, DJ the Barber, who is real. He's effective. He's passionate. And again, whoever you vote for in the fall, you know, you can't say this is not an effective ad.
Well, I agree. I mean, the ad's effective.
We just had Ohio's biggest celebrity on, as far as I'm concerned. and we signed him up. He's going to be a political contributor now.
Well, that's good.
Now, when something goes on, when we get one of these news stories, we just call up DJ, and he'll set us straight. I tell you, we got a whole thing going for the election now.
I think it'll be good.
It's going to be fantastic. Now, in any event, he's been cutting hair down there for 50 years. 69 years as a barber.
You know, 69 years
ago. I could go get a haircut.
That's a long time.
Wonder if he'd make me pay.
I'd pay.
I don't know. In any event, I tip him.
Tip barbers?
Well, yeah, you tip the bar. Well, depends. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. Well, just like the AP, we have straightened that one out, gotten to the bottom of that one. DJ the Barber
has been cutting Vivek's hair for 25 years.
Live from Sharonville, Ohio. And still cuts his hair.
Yes.
That's all you need to know. I'm telling you. I think Amy Acton should get her hairdresser. Now, you got to do something to combat that.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I think that copying Vivek's ad probably isn't the way to go about it.
No, but sometimes you got to, you know, you got to weigh it out. By the way, the phone lines are open. If you'd like to call in, give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. DJ the Barber. You know, this is kind of a throwback for me because I had Joe the Plumber on back during the election time. I think that was Mitt Romney. Was that? No, John McCain, I think. John McCain and Obama. So, like, 2008, I had Joe the Plumber on.
Well, that's good.
He went on and ran for office.
Did he win?
No. No. I think his name was Joe Wurzelbacher or something like that. He had a weird last name. It was better that he went by Joe the Plumber.
Wurzelbacher's a good name. I like it.
But I think this guy, he's got a good charisma. Do you find him to have some mental problems? I thought he was fine.
No, he seemed fine to me.
Didn't bother me. By the way, we're not endorsing any candidates here. We're talking about an ad. That's all. I'm not saying vote for Vivek, and I'm not saying don't vote for Amy Acton. You vote for whoever you want. All I'm saying is that's who was just on the line.
That's a good ad.
You're right. I don't know what the man's... Think if he were truly phony, we could have got... like that could have been bad for Vivek. Vivek picks him up and takes him to the rallies. Now, how can you feel bad about a guy like that?
Yeah, I mean, like, you know... I mean, the man teared up, like, on like, three separate occasions. I mean, I think that, or choked up, I don't know about teared up, you know, can't see him, but, I mean, I believe the man when he says what he says. He certainly seems genuine to me.
I'm telling you that Vivek is smart. He's taken this man to rallies to speak. I knew this was an effective ad.
That's a good, yeah, it's good.
And when he gets up there and speaks, I hope he brings him up here.
You might.
We could do a show from DJ's Barbershop.
Yes, all the way in Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, it's not like Neptune.
Driving to Cincinnati is rough.
The phones are not ringing now because I think we put all the naysayers to bed.
Probably.
By the way, phone lines are open if you have anything to say. Boy, if you were tired of the flock camera conversation, well, we certainly changed that up this morning. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Tell us what you think of DJ the Barber, just on the show. Vivek Ramaswamy. I guess we'd have to say surrogate at this point.
Yeah.
But our newest political commentator.
Yeah. I think that's a good pickup right there.
Might call him up again tonight. K Can you believe somebody's threatening the man's life?
No, I think
that's horrible.
You know, there's not a thing that like, I don't know, within reason, I guess, that somebody could do that I would like threaten their life. That's just absurd.
I would have
crazy.
To say he's no fan of Amy Acton.
Yeah, but it
there's
seems
definitely
that,
some.
It seems that his gripe comes from COVID.
Well, but he's free to say that.
Well, yeah, he's free to say that. I was just, you know.
You know what he said there, though? He said she's not available to anybody.
That's true.
I have a hard time saying that in a way because she has been on the show.
She's been on other shows, but, you know, just not, you know. I don't know. She's not been, like, out and about.
She just doesn't come back. She was on in October. And it's almost been a year. So, I mean, it is what it is.
I said it Wednesday night. I'll say it again. I think that there's a you know, if I had to guess who's winning this election, it's not going to be Amy Acton.
Oh, so now you're election predicting. You're prognosticating.
Well, I mean, you know, I could be wrong. You know, I every time I vote for somebody, it seems they lose. So, you know, maybe I should vote for Rebecca and then, you know, give them some curse.
Oh, don't tell DJ the Barber that.
Well, I'm sure Rebecca's a, you know, a good enough guy, but he's not exactly what I want in the governor's office.
But DJ would sit you down, and he would tell you what Vic is all about.
Look, I want to have a conversation with him. I mean, he knows the man much better than I do. I mean, he's like a primary source.
Now, here the other night we had a guy in here. Mike Larson,
yes.
Saying, oh, he's not cutting Vivek's hair anymore, blah, 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 blah. Well, that's not true.
Yeah, well, you know, he says he still cuts Vivek's hair when Vivek's in town, so. I mean, I don't, you know, no one knows his parents, knows his kids.
Wonderful.
His kids get haircuts there. Still gets haircuts there.
Picks him up in the car, takes him right along with him. I certainly don't do that with my barber. I don't know my barber's name.
Where do you go to get your hair cut at?
Great Clips.
Or you also go to Walmart.
Maybe I should call Great Clips right now and talk to my barber and see if they can vouch. Because apparently that's what you do now. But they can say I'm a great broadcaster. You don't need the Phyllis Dillers and all those people saying you're a great broadcaster. Phil Donahue, you know. You get your barber to call in and tell them that you're a great broadcaster because that is broadcasting talent. They are great judges of that. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here. This is why we are on the cutting edge, the cusp of broadcasting and news in this town. Did anybody enjoy the ad with DJ the Barber, or the interview, I guess I should say? Or do you have anything to say at all this morning?
I guess not.
I'd love to hear the phone. It has shut everybody up. Last hour, nothing but phone calls. But now, nobody's got anything to say.
Maybe people are upset.
They're stunned.
Maybe people are upset.
I think people had coronaries all over Marion during that whole episode.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
they couldn't believe that I got DJ the Barber on the line.
Well, I don't think they, I certainly don't think they foresaw that.
I'll tell you one thing that caught me off guard in the beginning of that interview. He said he wasn't answering his phone. But he answered the phone.
Who's not answering his phone?
DJ.
Oh.
Remember, because the death threats?
Well, he answered his phone.
He certainly did. Thank God. And he did not say DJ's barbershop.
Yeah, he just said, hello.
Hello. He's probably got business out his ears.
I think he does. I mean, you know, he said he's got a lot of business since the ads have gone out.
I'm surprised that he had that much time to give to us.
Oh.
With all the haircuts he's probably giving.
Maybe he's on like a little break or something.
Well, he's a nice man.
Nice man.
Nice man. Again, phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. Boy, wouldn't it be great to get him up here for the fruitcake toss?
That'd be nice. He'd be a celebrity.
Oh. That ad hasn't even been out a week yet. Wait till it's out for some time.
Telling you, he's gonna be the biggest barbershop around.
Well, I think it's smart, and I don't know what firm put that together, but they knew what they were doing.
I think, like I said, I think the ad was certainly effective. I mean, if you talk to the guy himself, I mean, you know, I think him speaking is effective.
His authenticity.
Yes.
You know, that he got very emotional at points in that interview. I thought that was fantastic.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you know, authenticity is, you know, very, very rarely a bad thing.
Maybe I've broken the phones here this morning. If you're out there, call in 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. 44 minutes past the hour here. Just got off the phone with, okay, whoa, there we go. Whoa. Index cards go flying. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, do you remember Joe the barber, or Joe the plumber?
Joe the plumber. I had Joe the plumber on the show.
All right. That was here in Ohio, and I think he passed away a few years ago.
Oh, did he? I did not know that.
Yeah, but that was, I mean, people get caught up on the littlest things, you know? I mean, it's kind of like the flock cameras and all that. I just think it's, you know, as I said in the show today, you know, back in the Revolutionary War, it was something little like a Boston Tea Party that got people going, you know? I mean, was the whole war about the tax on tea? No. But I think that's kind of, you know, sometimes you get the straw that breaks the camel's back.
Well, what did you make of DJ the Barber?
What did you think? What did I think of the interview?
Yeah.
I was half-ass listening to it. At one point, I caught him, or was listening to it, and I mean, did he start crying at one point?
He did.
Okay, and what was that about?
A few points.
Well, he's had his life threatened. I mean, I think that's ridiculous.
Okay, so, yeah, I mean, I guess he's benefiting from it. I don't know that he, you know, went out there or did any of this to benefit of it, from it, or whatever, you know.
Have you seen the ad?
No, I haven't paid any attention to it.
Have you heard it here this morning on the air?
Yeah, I heard. Like I said, I was just heard parts of it. I didn't hear the whole ad, and I haven't been really, you know, tuned into your show, listening to everything today. So,
well, no.
That's what I said. I just kind of wanted to. It reminded me of
Joe the Plumber.
The Joe the Plumber thing, and how that blew up into kind of a national, you know, thing, or at least in Ohio, it grew pretty big, you know.
Well, I think this guy could be the same. I think he could be the same.
Well, I mean, who's Matt's barber? Maybe we should get Matt's barber's opinion on that. Or,
you know, I don't.
Matt's barber doesn't work.
Yeah, my barber doesn't exist.
No, but will you get a haircut from DJ the Barber?
I'd get a haircut.
Like a real haircut. I'm talking about chop that thing off.
I mean, what counts as a real haircut?
We gotta go up several inches.
Are we talking about, like, go back to, like, my, like, high school pictures?
Yes, yes. No, listen, this is real diplomacy here. If we go down to DJ the Barber in Sharonville, Ohio, will you let him cut your hair back to your high school days?
Well, we better, I don't know about that.
Come on!
I'll think on it.
No, this is a celebrity you got cutting your hair. Celebrity barber.
Well, I'm gonna. Oh, I could cut my own hair.
No. DJ the Barber is gonna do it.
Well, DJ's pretty good. You know, I got faith in that man.
I think we got it. What do you think?
There you go, man. I mean, does he live in the Sixth Ward? They need a new council person, you know. And you could get your hair cut, get the barber, you know, endorsing you, and change history in Marion.
Could do the whole thing. Hey, thanks for calling.
I bet.
All right, the phone lines are open here, I believe.
Like that.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. goofy looking.
To have DJ the Barber do it.
When people say,
oh my God, you got a haircut.
Yeah,
you say,
I know.
Bye, the guy in the ad.
Bye, the famous man.
Bye, the famous man in the ad. That's what finally got me to do this.
I said, you know, Vivek made me get my haircut.
Yeah. Vivek's barber showed me the light. All right, phone lines are open here for another 12 minutes. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Fantastic, man.
I think this is the longest I've ever gone without cutting my hair, though.
What is the problem with your hair?
What do you mean?
Why can't you cut it?
I mean, I could cut it.
John Heimlich was in the other day again and said he'd get the sheep shears out for you.
Yeah, every time I see him, he's offering to cut my hair.
With sheep shears.
Well, it works.
I haven't heard from John for a while. I hope John didn't miss the interview with DJ the Barber here.
Well, John's a busy guy.
Well, he is, but maybe he's listening out there today. You never know.
We could be listening.
We haven't heard from your friend, Lee, who you know, had some negative things to say about DJ the Barber. Now, I think DJ the Barber's got the upper hand.
Well, I don't know. Didn't have anything bad to say about the man before the interview. Now,
now it's silent.
And now I've got really nothing to say about
the man. I wonder if our friend who called in last hour who said she likes the ad, what did she think of DJ the Barber there?
I think he's a nice enough guy.
Nice enough guy. Good very, man.
Very
class act.
Very genuine.
740-383-9944. We've got 11 minutes left in this hour if you'd like to buzz in and share your thoughts on anything. It's hard to refute the man.
I mean, he was, you know, tearing up. I mean,
several times.
I mean, he obviously believes that Vivek is like best fit for the job.
There's something about people with a southern accent that puts you at some kind of ease.
I think it's just people with an accent.
Well, I don't know. I thought he was good.
Like, we like all kinds of accents.
There was something I was going to say there. Well, how do you feel about Amy Acton?
I mean, I don't think her... I think her campaign's very poorly run. And they could get to doing more stuff. All the time she's making press releases about how she's raising all this money that she's doing absolutely nothing with.
How do you feel about her ad about the tent?
I've seen two ads. Both of them on YouTube. I had to go out of my way to find them. But I mean, neither of them are as effective as the barber ad. Neither of them are as effective as the ad that runs talking about Amy Acton taking drugs and prescription pills. I almost said painkillers. I don't know, you know, but pills. Like Amy, I don't know. The ad's just not exactly of the same ilk.
Well, let's try, just to be fair on time here, let's try to play the Amy Acton tent ad. It's called the tent ad, by the way. I didn't come up with that. Here's an Amy Acton ad for fair time.
I think it was somewhere off Route 7. I was 12, and we were living in a tent, but it made me tough and determined to find a way out. I waited tables, delivered newspapers, anything to put myself through college and medical school. I don't want anyone to have to struggle like I did. As governor, I'll take on the corruption that's raising our costs and fight for an Ohio where your hard work pays off and you always come first.
There's your Amy Acton.
Somewhere off Route 7.
Okay, there you are.
She has a second ad. I don't know if she's ever run it on, like, TV or whatever.
Did that not do it for you?
No. It's the same thing she says in all of her speeches.
Well, I think it's her stump speech.
I was homeless. I worked hard. Went to school. Yes.
Well, but I think that. Maybe people can relate to that. I think they can. It's just like having your barber.
I mean, it's just... I don't know. I mean, I don't think... I don't know. I just think that the Amy Act, it just seems like every time she gives a speech or something, it's the same speech, and that speech has zero information in it.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think she's got a good chance to win, probably better than any Democrat has had in quite a while.
Well, yeah, but I think that's just because, up until as of late, Vivek's campaign had been stumbling.
You know, this reminds me of the story I was telling you last week, where I approached somebody and I said, I think you might have autism. And,
you're going to get canceled.
What? What's wrong with that?
I mean, look, I don't think you can just go around telling people that you think they got autism.
No, I was concerned that they might have autism. And they wanted to know why I would say such a thing. And I'm not a medical doctor. I did not think it was my place to diagnose them on the spot. But I don't think they took too kindly to me making that suggestion.
I can figure, yeah. I mean, that's understandable, I guess.
But they're like that. I mean, you know, listen, there's nothing wrong with having autism, being on the spectrum, as they say now.
Well, yeah, I'd agree.
So, in my opinion, I think me pointing this out is actually a very good thing.
I don't know. I think that people still find that as a not great thing.
Well, they might not find it as a great thing, but I think it's fine.
I mean, I guess.
I think they're still a little angry about it. And you know what? They don't... I don't want to get into it. But I don't think they understand when I speak. Like, I will type something, and they don't seem to ever grasp what I'm saying.
Well, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's because you start the conversation with, like, hey, you ever think that maybe you're autistic?
Well, what's hard to understand about that?
Well, I think that when you start a conversation like that, you might throw people into a bit of a defensive posture off the rip, in which case, you're not going to have any productive conversation.
Now, from one of our listeners out there today, did he really say he loved Trump, or was I just so upset I didn't hear it correctly?
Yes, he said he loved
Trump. Yes, I believe DJ the Barber did say he loved Trump. But didn't he preface it with nobody's perfect?
Yeah.
Yeah. There you are.
I mean, I don't want to teach his own. I mean...
Now, how come when he says it, it's okay, but when I say it, it's not okay?
Says what?
Nobody's perfect, and I say, I think you have autism.
Well, because I don't think those are exactly the same thing.
No, I do.
Nobody's perfect, because I understand Donald Trump has character flaws, but he's a good president, according to
Mr. I think this DJ. Might be a good person. I'm just saying they might have autism.
And you were just like, you know, I think you might have autism.
They get upset about anything I say. Everything I say, it's always, I don't understand. So over time, I have spotted that and diagnosed that as possibly having an autism.
I don't know about that.
Well, that's what I did.
Okay.
I don't know about it for sure. I mean, I'm no doctor.
Well, that's why I don't go around telling people that I think they have autism.
You haven't told anybody you thought they had something?
No!
Oh, you should.
Why am I going to go around and be like, hey, I think you need to go see a doctor?
Why talk to you?
Why would I do that?
Well, you need to get some Claritin. I think you need to go see a doctor.
No, see, it's all cleared up.
No, yeah.
I haven't sneezed in like 2 hours.
Okay. Phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944, 56 and a half minutes past the hour here. WGH Talk Time, feel free to weigh in. Oh, there we go.
That's
quite the ring. Go ahead, caller.
Would that autism diagnosis fall under an opinion that nobody asked for?
Could have been. I just felt...
Because I recall somebody saying one day that they don't offer opinions or advice to people that they don't ask for.
No, not on the air, I don't. But, you know, in private,
I think
you did.
I think so, because we were talking of something. Me and you and Matt were all in the conversation, and because I said something about Matt being your apprentice, and you said, well, no, I don't offer advice to people.
Oh, broadcasting advice. Broadcasting advice. No, I'll offer personal advice.
Okay.
No, that falls under the same idea as you need a haircut. You know, that's right under that same heading.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I think people struggle with, just to get a little bit, you know, off the with the autistic. Some people do. I know fathers. Some fathers that struggle with it with their kids. And I think there's probably, if you go back and look at people, I think there's probably some of the most intelligent and gifted people in history would fall into the autism spectrum if we, you know, looked at it that way.
So you're saying what I said could have been a compliment.
Could be.
There you go.
But nobody asked for it.
Well, nobody asks for anything, really.
Well, and trust me, I'm the king of nobody asked for it, but I'm going to give you my 2 cents.
And there you go. Thanks.
All right.
All right, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. See, there you go. Could have been a compliment.
No. I mean, at best, it was a neutral comment.
Which is where I feel it was. And again, I am not a doctor. I can't diagnose autism.
Which is why I don't think we should be going around saying, no, I think you might have autism.
I think in the conversation, I said, I think you should see a doctor.
And then they were probably like, why? And you were like, well, I think you might have autism.
Did Matt just say Trump was a good president, or did I hear that wrong?
I mean, I guess I did, but it was more like, you know, because you asked if DJ said that Trump, that he loved Trump, and I said yes. He said, yeah, DJ said that he loved Trump and that Trump was a good president. Not my opinion.
There you are.
Again, on my show, I bash Trump in my show like left, right, and sideways. That's like the entirety of the show.
But don't we have to understand everybody's got an opinion? I mean, the man is not seen.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's why I'm not angry at the man. I mean, I disagree with him. I don't
like this whole idea of threatening a barber's life because he did an ad. Come on.
That's a bit rough. I don't think we should be. Yeah.
Horrible.
I don't think we should be threatening people.
No wonder he's scared to answer the telephone. I mean, I'm glad he saw that I was on the up and up. I had a genuine interest in the man.
Well, that's good. I mean, I think he was. I mean, I don't think he has any problem with having conversation. I think he just, you know, like, why are people threatening his life?
Yeah. And he said, call me up anytime.
I mean, he even said, you know, I guess, you know, a little bit of a dig, I suppose. But he said, you know, he even said that, like, I would like to talk to some people that have some sense.
There, like me.
And I think that threat.
Did I get a
yes, check? In the end.
I think I got a check mark from DJ the Barber.
Yeah, and
I'll be running for governor before you know it.
And then, yeah. And
and we're calling to break. We'll be back right after this. Don't go anywhere.
Criticism. What do you, how do you deal with that?
Well, in the first place, you look at it and you see whether it's valid or not. And then you consider this